You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, and welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Boston Red Sox with MLB.com's Red Sox beat reporter, Ian Brown. Ian, you're a little bit like Maverick and Goose in Top Gun. You've seen something that nobody else has seen. You saw Rusney Castillo play recently. What did you see when you went out and saw him actually in person at a baseball field?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he's got an impressive body. I'll tell you that. He's built like a tank, and it seems like he enjoys he enjoys being over here in the U.S. And the guy hadn't played in the game in about over a year, and third pitch he rakes in a left field for a single. It's a pretty good sign. You can roll out of bed like that and get a hit after not playing competitive baseball in that long. But I think that the jury is still out, and we're all still really curious to see what this guy is going to bring to the table.
He's already made a pretty big step up in the system. Now, obviously, that's partly a function of just who's playing. But based on what little they've seen, do the Red Sox have any added confidence that maybe the timetable, a sort of optimistic timetable, is still potentially in effect as far as looking at maybe beginning of next year?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get him up here soon. We could see him in Boston in the next week or two. They're just going to let him play out the minor league schedule here. Portland and Pawtucket are in the playoffs right now. He's going to go play with Portland in the playoffs, I think mainly because Jackie Bradley Jr. is still with Pawtucket, so there'll be a little bit of a logjam there in center. And then once the minor league games are done, I would expect him to, play probably about the last couple weeks of the season with the Red Sox. As far as exactly how much he's going to play, that's up in question right now because, Mookie Betts is playing really well right now, too.
So that seems pretty striking to me that a guy who had that long of a layoff, they really think can be playing big league games this year, not after a winter of winter ball or whatever, that this is something that could be viable in the very short term?
Yeah, Matthew, I think that given where the team is in the pennant race, they think that this is, what's the harm in just getting him some exposure at the major league level, getting him a taste of, what the highest competition is. So he has an idea of what level he has to play at, going into next year. Is he still probably going to need a few at bats this winter to get back in baseball rhythm? Yeah, I think he does. But I think they'd like to look. They look at this as a way to get a free look at him, before the year is out. And whether it's a week, whether it's 2 weeks, I think that it's beneficial for the team and for Castillo just to see kind of how he plays, at this level. What his ability is, and kind of maybe what he needs to work on going into next year.
You mentioned Mookie Betts, and you had a game story off the first game at Yankee Stadium. There was a lot to be excited about if you were looking to the future. First, what as Betts has gotten these at-bats and been playing regularly, has he sort of been what's been expected?
Yeah, I mean, I think for 21, I look at Mookie Betts a little bit like I looked at Bogaerts last year. It's just a guy who's just coming in and doing all this for the first time, it looks so comfortable, on the stage. But, you have to look at it this way, too. The teams don't really know quite how to attack him yet. And I think you saw that with Xander last year. They hadn't really seen his weaknesses yet. And the key for Ben is going to be once there's a book on him, is he going to then be able to make the adjustment? Because as we've seen with Xander Bogaerts, even if you're very talented like Xander Bogaerts is, it can sometimes take a while to make those adjustments. And, Bogaerts has really had a tough time hitting the sliders this year and hitting some off-speed stuff. So they kind of found some holes in his swing. But, judging by last night, it looks like Xander Bogaerts might finally be starting to figure some things out, too. It's just hard with a 21-year-old player to know exactly when it's going to click for them.
And, Bogaerts, it wasn't just the one game. There were, a couple of good signs in the few days before that. Do you have reason to believe that maybe this is kind of things coming together a little bit, or is this just one of those blips that happens over a long season?
Yeah, I thought all along with Xander Bogaerts, but this guy is just too talented not to hit. He's got too many things going for him. He's got a good eye. He's got great hand-eye coordination. He's got the strength, and it's simply a matter of seeing more pitches. And I think we all forgot. I think I was guilty of this too. It was just forgetting that look. This guy was 21 years old and hadn't played a ton in the minor leagues before coming out to the Red Sox last year. It was just kind of natural things in his development that he simply needed to see some more pitching. So, you know, I really expect that he's going to have a pretty good year next year. And yeah, I think that, you know, a strong finish to the season would be great for Xander Bogaerts and for the Red Sox.
Is there, you know, there's been, and again, they haven't really hit the Sam, and I understand that Bogaerts has been more productive than Bradley, but there was pressure on Bradley to produce, to perform, even while he was playing at an elite level defensively. Is there any kind of similar pressure on Bogaerts, or could he have a pretty rough September and still be secure going into next year?
Yeah, I think Bogaerts, the team, is very confident that Xander Bogaerts could be the shortstop next year. I think that they have every intention of going into next year with Bogaerts as a starting shortstop. With Bradley, things are much less clear, especially now that they have Ruzney Castillo, now that they have Mookie Betts, as far as, you know, where he fits. And it seems to me, you know, I think we talked about this before, but the team just doesn't seem thrilled with, you know, the adjustments he's made, you know, on his swing. And even since he's gotten to the minors, they say that reports have been mixed on, you know, some days he carries out the adjustments that they're looking for him to make, and other days it's just not there. And I just think that there just seems to be a disconnect right now between Bradley and the Red Sox. So it's hard for me to see right now where he's going to fit in. Maybe he's somebody that you package in a trade this winter. Because, look, I think Jackie Bradley Jr., with his defense, you know, if he could hit you 250, 260, that's still a pretty useful player in the major leagues. I think he does have a future. It's just, you know, I'm not sure right now that that future is going to be in Boston.
I'm kind of baffled as to where this is coming from. I mean, you obviously have your ear to the ground there. I don't, but this stuff is not something I recall ever hearing about him, whether it was in college, whether it was in the minors. Is these issues of whether you call it coachability or whatever it is, it seems like it's new this year. Is that correct, or is it just something that never got mentioned before?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the guy has a pretty good attitude. I think what's happened is, you know, the adjustments they've had and making a swing, I think for whatever reason, he's just not comfortable with those adjustments. What they really want him to do is cut down on the swing. They feel the swing is too big, and I think he's just having a real hard time feeling comfortable. You know, with this dude, he's probably hit one way his whole life, and now all of a sudden he's trying to, you know, hit a different way, and I just think that it's hard for him. So I don't think that he's trying to be – I don't think he's trying to be disobedient and say, oh, you know, I know, because he's not that type of kid. You know, he's very humble. I just think he's having a hard time making, for whatever reason, he's having a hard time making the adjustments because, like I said, he's hit a different way his whole life, and now he's trying to hit a different way. And maybe he's heard too many voices this year and has kind of tried to do too many things at once, and maybe he just needs to step away from it for a little while and you know, come back fresh.
Is there going to be any kind of opportunity for him with the big club before this year is out?
For Bradley, yeah, Bradley's going to be back. I think what he'll do is he'll play with Pawtucket through the end of their playoff run, however long that goes. But, you know, the unclear thing with Bradley is just, you know, when he comes back, you know, how much is he going to get a chance to play? Because you're going to be breaking in Ruzney Castillo at that point. You don't really want to slow Mookie Betts down. If he keeps playing the way he has, they've already said Mookie is going to stay in the outfield at least for the rest of this year. And then maybe they'll reevaluate maybe if there's a better fit for him on the club next year. So I just don't know what Bradley's playing time is going to be when he comes back. But, yeah, I do expect the expectation is still that he will spend the last couple weeks of the season in Boston.
Well, they're also kind of cycling through some pitchers and trying to figure out, it seems like, who's got a future, kind of somewhat the same way as they've been doing at some other positions. You know, one guy who continues to get some opportunities who was pretty well regarded as a prospect is Anthony Renato. It's interesting because he's been effective, but, you know, some of the peripherals aren't that great. Do you think he's a guy who's ready to be a contributor to a major league rotation?
Yeah, I think the jury's still out on that one because, you know, Renato, one thing he's shown is he's a competitor. And even if he hasn't had overpowering, blinding stuff in these games, he has found a way to keep the team in the games where they've won the first three games that he pitched. So I think we still need to see a little more from him to see, is this a guy we can put in our rotation for next year? Right now, I think that Anthony Renato projects as maybe a third or fourth starter. I don't see him as an ace or a number two guy at this point. But I think that, you know, if he keeps developing, I think that he could be a, you know, nice a third or fourth starter someday, and it could get a chance. I think he'll be in the mix for a spot. I think he'll be one of the guys competing for a spot in spring training next year.
So it is at least fair to say that this is an audition for him. This isn't just they had an opening and he was the guy who was available. This is at least an audition for him.
Yeah. I mean, there's a real method to the madness here. That's what you've seen down the stretch here with Alan Webster, with Ruby De La Rosa, with Anthony Renato, with Brandon Workman to an extent. You know, let's see, you know, which one of these guys impresses us the most going into right, you know, next year. And out of those four, I would say that De La Rosa has definitely been the best, and Renato probably two on that list. And I think that, you know, Webster and Workman have probably fallen out of favor a little bit as guys who can help the Red Sox starting rotation in 2015.
Considering that he's also had some success as a reliever, is it getting toward the time that maybe it's just Workman is a reliever?
Yeah, Matthew. I mean, it looks to me like Workman is a guy who, classic second or third time around the order, you know, teams are starting to hit him. And I think that he could be a pretty good pretty good setup guy. We saw that last year, even through the World Series, that he could be that his stuff can kind of play out of the bullpen. So, you know, I think once they put him back in the rotation this year, they said they didn't want to keep bouncing him back and forth. But I think starting next year, I think, you know, maybe you bring him to camp as a reliever and just let him stay in the bullpen, because this team is going to need some setup help for next year. I think Workman is a guy who could help them there.
All right, well, Ian Brown, thanks for talking ball here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.